The next day was the bill signing. It was almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit in Austin that morning, and Wolf Heard was about 6 months pregnant. If she was uncomfortable ascending the Capitol steps in a blue dress and matching suede heels, she didn't show it. She shook state senators' hands, answered questions about her due date, and posed for a photo with Governor Abbott. It's almost impossible to pass a law in Texas without Republican support, which normally would be a problem for a company that sponsors pride events and has donated $100,000 to the gun control advocate March for Our Lives. The organization is affiliated with Every Town for Gun Safety, funded by Michael Bloomberg, owner of Bloomberg LP, which owns Business Week. But Wolf Heard's husband had given almost $325,000 to Republicans, including to Donald Trump's campaign, during the 2016 election cycle, according to OpenSecrets.org. Still, Bumbl had to be careful about making public statements on partisan social issues while the bill was under consideration. Bumbl has run at least two donation campaigns. Apparently, the company had made the decision that outlawing inappropriate pics would do more for women than making a statement about or raising more money for reproductive rights. As far as the science goes, there's not a lot of evidence a law would be helpful. To date, there's only one psychological study of men who send unsolicited lewd photos, published last year in the Journal of Sex Research. It surveyed more than 1,000 men, half of whom had sent unsolicited pictures of their genitals. It found that only 6% did so because they had feelings of animosity toward women. Women's reactions to these pics haven't actually been studied, and surveys of gay men indicate that they sometimes respond positively to photos. In the first 3 months since the law went into effect, Austin police said they've received 10 lewd photo complaints, but would not say how many were investigated or followed up on.